Yes.
Hey, this is Sammy.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right, guys.
Yes.
Let's get going. So it's 8:05, so we're officially going to get this party started, guys. So welcome, everybody. These are the official start of the Millionaire Manners Money Monday live weekly success calls. And, of course, that's a mouthful. But these calls are meant to be a shot in the arm, you know, for you guys to get your week started off on a good foot. And that's for anybody who's listening. You know, we put them out there as weekly success calls for young people, young adults. But truth be told, this information is vital and critical to everyone. So we want these calls to serve as motivation to push you guys forward, not only throughout the course of the week, but in general and in the future. So again, you guys are in for a treat, and I'm just so excited that you all were able to make it on the call, because again, this is the first official call. After this, everybody will have just heard about it, et cetera, but they weren't a part of that first call. So anybody who's on the line right now is a part of history. So I really appreciate you guys rocking with us tonight. These calls are going to be every Monday, again, from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So we have a good amount of info to cover, but because this is the first call, we're going to cover some ground rules as well before we get into the topic for this evening. The very, very first ground rule is that, again, if you haven't done so already, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone so then that way everybody can hear what's going on and everybody can get the information. So that's the first ground rule is mute your phone. The second ground rule is we want to make this thing as interactive as possible. So if you're not already following us on all the different social media, take a moment to do so, because right now, you know, as we speak, I have our Twitter page open, we have our Facebook page open, we have our Instagram page open. So if there's any questions or comments or any concerns that you guys want to sort of chime in with, I'd be happy to receive those as the calls are going on. Just make sure as you either tag us or post, et cetera, that you include your name and where you're calling from so we can make sure that we shout those out. Okay, so on Twitter, we're at Millionaire Manners, that's M-L-L-N-R-E Manners. On Instagram is at Millionaire Manners. And then on Facebook, we're Millionaire Manners Academy. Or you can even shoot me a friend request on my personal page, which is Sadiq A-I-Lee. And for anybody who doesn't have one of those couple means of social media at this point, which I hope everybody does, but if you don't have one of those, you guys can even shoot me a text message. And that's going to be to my personal cell phone, just to let you guys know that because this is interactive and I'm not one of these guys who is not accessible, et cetera, I want to make sure that you guys can reach out and touch me. So my cell phone number is 443-271-3604. So, again, shoot me a text message. Let me know that, hey, I'm filling the information. I didn't really like it. It helped me or it didn't help me. Here's what I want to look at for future topics, et cetera, because, again, we want to hear from you guys. And this thing does not work unless it's helping somebody, and that's the bottom line. So that's the next ground rule, guys, is, again, make it interactive. So, again, hit us on all your social media with your name and location, a question or comment, and we shout those out at the end, okay? Second to the last thing is if you're not driving or if you're available, I would encourage everybody who's listening, young, medium age, or older, to take notes on the information. Research shows that we all learn and retain the information a little bit better when we're taking notes. So I encourage everybody who's listening, if you haven't already, and those who know me a little bit, and I'll tell you guys a little bit about me for those who don't know me in a second, but those folks who have heard me before, I encourage strongly the art of journaling. I posted a quote just earlier today on our Twitter accounts, and it said essentially that words, or should I say thoughts, they become much more clear when you speak and when you write those thoughts. So the process of journaling is a very, very important process to helping you become clear in what it is that you want out of life and what kind of person you want to become. So anything that we say, throughout the course of these calls, I encourage you guys to take notes and write that information down. And then if it's something that you really like, I encourage you to share it as well. So take notes and let this be the start of your success journal. And again, if you guys don't have your phones on mute, please put your phones on mute. The last thing, guys, the last thing in terms of ground rules is, again, have some fun. Have some fun. And, again, information that you like, make sure you share that. And then we'll go from there. Again, if there's anybody who hasn't muted their phone already, please mute your phone.
You pick me up. Yeah, I love you.
It's star 6 to mute your phone.
Yeah, kill whoever that is. Can you guys mute your phone?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, hang on. Let me figure out a way to mute this thing for everybody.
Fabio, you know you're my favorite.
Okay, there we go, guys. So at the end, when we conduct the question and answer portion, then I'll ask you guys to star 6 yourselves in order to unmute. Okay, so let's get going with with tonight's call. We only have a couple minutes left, and again, this is this is part of it, just laying out the ground rules for the first call. But again, I'm so happy that everybody was able to join us. Okay, so the topic of tonight's call is all about ways for you to expand your circle and for you to meet new friends. And for you guys to become better friends yourselves, one of the key success points is the fact that who you surround yourself with over time, those folks will have a large impact on where you end up in the future. So selecting your friends wisely, selecting who you spend your time with very, very carefully is important to your success. One of the most important things, as a matter of fact, that can really impact your success overall. So let's talk about the definition of friends, or rather, let's start with why friends are important. You see, we're a social species, so we're always going to, no matter if someone's an introvert or an extrovert, everyone deep down craves to be accepted by a social group. At the same time, folks also really, really like spending time with other people. That is most folks. Again, there are some who are introverted and don't really like people that much, but by and large, we're a social species, and we enjoy spending our time with those friends and family and loved ones. So when we like being around others, if we notice, one of the phenomena is that the more time we spend with those folks, the more like those people we become, right? You guys know the old saying, right? If you show me your friends, then I'll show you where that person is going to be in several years. One of the other things to sort of keep in mind about friends is the fact that a study was shown, right, that if you were to take the average of your 5 friends in terms of grades, if you guys are a little older on the call, if you take the average of how much different people make at their job, et cetera, if you take the average of your 4 or 5 closest friends, that's going to equal out to where you are in terms of your grades or in terms of how much money you make or in terms of how active you are in different settings, et cetera. How success-minded you are, because they say that only steel can sharpen steel. You don't get sharp by hanging around with dull people. You don't get sharp by hanging around with folks who don't have any ambition or any goals. One of the things we talk about, and this is going to be, we're going to go deeper on this topic on another call, on a future call, is the concept of developing a positive attitude and controlling your attitude. One of the main ways to do that is through one of what we call the 3 A's of attitude, which, by the way, we'll go deeper on those, but I'll still give them to you, right? The 3 A's of attitude, how to develop and maintain a positive attitude, are aspirations, goals. Number 2 is associations, who you spend your time with. And then the 3rd one is affirmations. And again, each of those will be called unto themselves, okay? But again, because these folks are so influential in our lives, these people that we call friends, it's so important that we choose wisely. So in terms of friends, right, let's talk about the definition of a true friend, because lots of us, we have folks that we consider friends, but upon further review and when we go a little bit deeper on the true definition of friends, it becomes pretty clear that some of the folks that we consider friends
aren't really doing us any justice. They aren't really helping us along. So one of the definitions of friends that I love to share, and again, this is my own personal definition. You can add or subtract and create your own. That's one of the things that you guys can even write down. And before we do that, there was actually one particular point that I left out in the intro when we talked about sort of ground rules and format for the calls, right, which is each week, based on the theme of that particular call, we're going to also have a quote of the call. So I'd love to hear what you guys think about this particular quote. So, again, shoot me a text message at 443-271-3604 or, again, post on our Facebook page, shoot us a tweet, or post on our Instagram page, right? But the quote for tonight, which also sort of coincides with the fact that it's still Black History Month for another couple of days, right? But here's the quote. Friendship is not something that you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship, you really haven't learned anything at all. That's one of my favorite quotes on friendship by Muhammad Ali, okay? And what that quote means to me is that it sort of underscores the definition I was just getting ready to give you guys about what is an actual true friend. For me, a true friend is someone who does two things for you, okay? And these are two very important things. So, again, if you have pen and paper or you guys feel like starting your success journal tonight, because remember, this 30 minutes is about investing in you, because there's 168 hours of each week. So let this 30 minutes become sacred for you in terms of how you look forward and how you look towards the end of your week, and how you're working on your goals, right? But in the context of friends, right, a friend should do two things for you. The first thing is that a friend should encourage you, motivate you to do good things. And that's a broad, you know, that's a broad sort of umbrella. But to do good things, right, that could mean encouraging you when you're feeling down. That could mean encouraging you to do well. That could be motivating you to chase your goals or your dreams. Right. But again, they encourage you, they motivate you to do good things and to be a good person. But there's also one other important thing that true friends do. True friends also, they check you, they confront you, they tell you about yourself when you're doing things wrong, or you're being a nasty person, or you're being a jerk, or you're being disrespectful in a class. Right. True friends, every single time that you make a suggestion, they don't automatically go with you. Oh, let's go jump off that bridge. We've heard that example all the time, right? Let's go jump off the bridge. True friends will say, you know what? Hey, Sadiq, I don't think that's a great idea, right? We have some friends, right, quote-unquote friends, who might say something like, hey, let's go after school and let's go steal from the 7-Eleven. Let's go get some candy. I don't have any money to do. Let's go get some candy. And then from candy, it turns into, hey, you know, let's go to the mall. Let's take some shirts. From the mall, it turns into, hey, we need to ride across town. Let's go take a car. And the next thing you know, it's gone downhill from there. So that's the definition of true friend, okay? There's also three other types of friends, okay? There's also three types of friends, and then we'll get into those five tips, okay? We'll end the call with that. But there's three types of friends, generally speaking, okay? And these friends, we all have these different types, okay? The first category of friends are those high-by friends. Sometimes we'll call them acquaintances or associates, okay? These are the ones you might see at school or at work, and simply because you had to be in those places. You usually say hi when you see those folks, and when you see them for the second time of day, when you're leaving, you usually say bye. So that's why we call these high-by friends. And that relationship typically only lasts as long as you're in that situation. So if you're at one school and you're getting ready to graduate one school, those high-by friends, you don't really maintain any contact. You're just sort of being polite, and those are those acquaintances, okay? Those are the first type of friends, high-by friends, okay? The second type of friends are, those are like your regular friends. Those are folks who know you and you know them. These are sort of those folks that you might be in a sports team with, or every now and then you might go and hang out with them. And again, you generally speak about just regular sort of topics with these individuals. Nothing too deep. You sort of keep it on the surface. But those are your regular friends. Again, you see them at school. You hang out from time to time. All good. You really like these folks. The third category are those true sort of like best friends. You know, for the young ladies, those are those BFFs. You know, for my young men on the call, those are just your homies. Those are the guys that you talk about everything with, right? Ladies, you sharing all your secrets, you're telling them everything, okay? These are the folks that you can share with, and they won't judge you. These are those ones who you might not even talk to them every single day, but you're connected just based on something a little bit deeper, okay, than maybe your high bi friends or maybe your regular friends. So before we get into, you know, some tips on finding some of those new friends, right, it's important to, again, just understand how we define friends, and then most importantly, what do we want in a friend? Again, do we want somebody who makes us feel worse after we hang up the phone with them, or somebody who's always wondering why we want to do more or why we want to become better? Those aren't the folks that I want to spend my time with, and hopefully those aren't the people that you want to spend your time with either, because, again, one of my other favorite sort of definitions or sayings around the word friend is that friends, right, friends are the family that you choose. Because, you know, again, I can't see you guys, right? But I'm sure there's somebody on this call right now who doesn't particularly like their brother or their sister or one of their cousins. And sometimes you might not even like your mom or dad. That's okay. But your friends, though, right, are the family you get to choose. Because you didn't choose what family you were born into. You just sort of woke up one day and there's mommy, there's daddy. And then, you know, when you got home, there was a bunch of people waiting there for you if you're from a big family. And those are called brothers and sisters. If you go to family reunion or you spend some summers with some of your extended family, those are called cousins. And again, many of them you might not even like. But your friends, on the other hand, are folks that you can make a conscious effort of who you spend time with. Right, so let's talk about those five tips for you guys being able to go out and either meet new people or find some folks that you can potentially, here's the word, right, audition to become your friends. And vice versa, maybe all along, or maybe this week or for the last couple of weeks, maybe you've been being, right, maybe you've been auditioned to be a friend to somebody else. But every single day, you should be evaluating and reevaluating your relationships to see whether or not you're being a true friend, A, and B, are you surrounded by true friends? Because those are the, you know, those are the decisions that make a really, really big difference, okay? So those five tips, right? So five tips for meeting new people and potentially finding some new friends. Number one, and again, if you guys have your pen and paper, get it ready, right, so we can get into these, okay? Success journal. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be an old notebook that still has lots of paper. It could be a comic book, et cetera, but write these down somewhere, okay? So tip number one, join a new club at school. Join a new club at school. You don't have to join the club outright. You can even go in and take part in an interest meeting or just go in and sit in one of those meetings that you might have a loose interest in. But what you'll do is, because now you're thinking about being successful and you're thinking about who you're surrounding yourself with, chances are, right, if it's an extracurricular activity, meaning you didn't have to do that, there's going to be other folks there who are like-minded. It could be student government. It could be the engineering club. It could be the chess club. It could be any club where you think that there's going to be some people who are thinking similarly to you. Go and find out about that club and look to join. That's tip number one. Join a new club at school, at college if you're older, et cetera, okay? Tip number two, start small with the people you already know and then go deeper with them. And this is actually going to be one of our future topics as well, how to be a great conversationalist, how to start a conversation and keep a conversation going. One of the key pieces of that is learning to ask open-ended questions, right? So if you're starting small, right, and you're starting with a group of folks that you already know, we've already covered that group, okay? We talked about the three types of friends already. So if there's already some high-bi folks that you already know, stop and have a conversation with those guys. Ladies, stop and have a conversation with one of those young ladies who's already in that high buy category, but you haven't gone that deep with them, and you can ask them some questions. Maybe find out what it is that they like to do. Find out what their favorite subject is in school is. Find out, there's so many questions that you can ask. I'm not going to take up a lot of time, right? But open-ended questions are questions that don't just end with a simple yes or a no or a one-word answer. Because if you're starting a conversation with somebody and say, hey, do you like this class? Nope. okay, conversation's over. But if you ask, if you take that same person, you say, hey, why don't you like this class? Or why do you give that teacher a hard time? Or, how did you learn so much about this subject? Now it's an open-ended question, and now you have the basis to start a conversation and learn more about that person, potentially opening the door to a new friend. That's step number two, or tip number two. Tip three, find out where people you like or would like to know better, find out what they do on the weekends. So, again, you take that same group of either high-by friends, right, or even some of your regular friends that you don't know all that well. Again, could be a teammate on a sports team. So that's a little deeper than a high-by friend, but not as deep as a best friend. If you take some of those folks either on a sports team or some folks that might be in your classroom and just say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? What'd you do last weekend? Oh, really? That sounds like something cool. And then you go and you have a conversation with either your parent, or you have a conversation with someone. You figure out how you can go to those same sorts of places. So, again, you can meet some new people, okay? Step number four, actually practice, okay? Tip number four is actually practice those open-ended questions. So then that way, when the time comes for you to meet those new people or engage with those new people, right, then you have something to talk about, okay? So that's tip number four. Practice asking open-ended questions. And, again, those are questions that don't end with a simple yes or no or a one-word answer. What's your favorite color? Red. Conversation over. But if you ask, why do you like red, then, again, now you have, again, the basis for a conversation, okay? Tip number five, and this is the most important of all, okay? So that's why we'll end this the informational part of the call with this last tip, okay? And it is also the foundation of leadership, because there's three main topics that we're going to be covering on these calls every Monday, right? That is leadership. It's going to be some personal professional etiquette. And we're also going to be talking about financial literacy, okay? But tip number five deals very, very closely with the first thing I mentioned. That is leadership. Leaders go first. Leaders lead. Leaders are proactive, okay? And I don't care how old you are or how young you are. Everyone can practice leading every single day, okay? So tip number five is take the first step. Take the first step. I know that sounds simple, and usually the best stuff is the most simple. Take the first step. If there's somebody who you want to meet, don't wait for them to come over and say hello to you. Go over and speak to them first. Go over and say hello to them first. Start the conversation first. Hey, what did you do this weekend? Hey, how long have you been going to this school? Hey, how long have you been on this team? Hey, how long have you been a part of this club or this organization, et cetera, et cetera? But be proactive, because if you're waiting for folks to just come to you and say, hey, you want to be my friend, or hey, you want to go hang out, it may or may not ever happen. But their chances are there could be somebody who's waiting for you and a person just like you to come over and speak to them first, so that way you guys can get to know each other a little bit better. And again, you can begin the audition process for becoming friends with one another. And, again, it's a powerful concept. So those are the five tips. Those are the five tips for finding new friends and for meeting new people, okay? And we'll cover them again really quickly, okay? So tip number one, join a new club at school, join a new after-school club, join student government, but join something new at school or after school. Okay, join a new club, join a new organization. That's tip number one. Tip number two, start small with the people you already know. So, again, take some of those high-by friends or some of those sort of regular friends that you don't know that well and engage with them. Find out some more information about them. Speak to them. Tip number three, find out what people that you like or would like to know, find out what they do on the weekends. Find out what they do on the weekends. Tip number four, practice open-ended questions so you could become a better conversationalist, okay? And then tip number five, take the first step. Smile, introduce yourself, and say, hey, what are you doing? Or, hey, tell me about yourself. Might seem a little weird at first, but trust me, it'll just become easier the more you practice, which is one of the biggest things that we'll talk about on these calls as well, okay? So, guys, that concludes really the informational session. From this for this very first Money Monday call, okay, presented to you guys by Millionaire Manners Academy. I'm Sadiq Ali. I'm an etiquette expert. I'm a public speaker. I'm a trainer. I'm a college professor. I do a lot of different things, and it's my pleasure to interact with you all. So if there's any questions, okay, and this is really sort of like the extra credit part of the call, okay, if there's any questions that I can answer, you guys can go ahead and answer or go ahead and ask those now. You guys can unmute yourselves by pressing *6, and go ahead and ask your question if you guys have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to contribute. Now's the time. *6 if you guys want to say anything.
Hey, Sadiq, what was that quote?
The quote, tonight's quote, thank you so much. Tonight's quote of the call, guys, is by Muhammad Ali. Here it is. Friendship is not something that you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the true meaning of friendship, then you really haven't learned anything at all. And, again, that's by Muhammad Ali. Thank you so much. And who asked that question? Who is that? Is that Dominique?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, I appreciate you. *6, guys, *6. If anybody has any questions, concerns, comments, et cetera. And, again, make sure that you guys are checking in with us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Shoot me a text throughout the call. Let me know what you guys are thinking, et cetera. Let me see, do I have any texts? We got a question here. It says, I've had someone pretend to be my friend before. I'm not going to say who put this, okay, who sent this question, okay? But he says, I've had someone pretend to be my friend before. You know, that's a really, really tough one. Thank you for that question. That's a very, very tough situation. We've all had that happen to us before, especially those of us who are a little older. I think in those situations, when you realize that someone might not have your best interest at heart, for me, there's probably one of two ways that you can handle that. I think the first way is to lovingly sort of, in a caring way, confront that person and say, hey, I don't feel like, and again, this takes courage too, okay, but I don't feel like you've been supporting. I don't feel like you've been a supportive friend. And sometimes when a true friend who might be just in a funk, when they get a question like that, then sometimes they'll snap out of it, and then they'll realize that they really haven't been helping, okay? But you got to watch very carefully that person's reaction in that situation, because how they react is going to tell you a lot. But I think the first thing is that let's give that person a benefit of the doubt and let them know, because sometimes they might not even know how they're making you feel. But if they don't adjust their behavior, if they don't sort of change their tune a little bit, then you know that this person might not be a true friend to you, and you might need to consider either spending less time with them. We call it either cutting that person off or cutting that person back a little bit, okay? Thank you for that question. Any other questions, guys? *6 to unmute yourself, and then let us know where you're calling from. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from. Y'all are quiet. This is only the first call. We're not stopping these. These are going on for the foreseeable future, every Monday from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. This is a 30 minutes for you guys to invest in yourself. So, again, the calls are going to be split up into 30 minutes of information, then a 10 to 15-minute question and answer session, if there's any questions for that evening.
Hey, Sadiq, this is Dominic. Yeah, I got one more question.
Sure.
What are you doing with these recordings?
Great question. Eventually, they're going to be housed on the website, which is millionaire-manners.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everyone. If there's no more calls for tonight, I'm sorry, if there's no more questions, rather, for tonight, then I bid everybody a farewell, and I hope you guys have an awesome week. Meanwhile, again, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. Feel free to shoot me a friend request or like Millionaire Manners Academy on Facebook, or, again, shoot me a text message. Let me know what you thought. 443-271-3604, and I'll talk to you guys
next week, 8 p.m. Make sure you guys tag a friend.
Hello.